Good morning and Happy New Year. I am Pastor Kathy Hart, the Associate Minister here at Palm Harbor United Methodist Church, and I am so excited to be here with you, whether you're here in person or online, in this new year. Now, I don't know if you stayed up until the ball dropped or if you went to bed early and just woke up, but happy 2023, right? And we are looking forward to what God has in store for us in this new year. This new year gives us a time to celebrate, a time to renew, a time to hit that reset button. It's a new beginning. And so there's so much that we can look forward to, so many things that we set goals for and hope for and plan for in this new year. Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of people like to do New Year's resolutions. Don't know if you've set yours yet, but one, I was doing a little bit of research and found some statistic about New Year's resolutions I wanted to share with you, that not everybody creates a New Year's resolution, but of those who do, only 75% are still successful after the first week. It drops to 71% after 2 weeks. After a month, it drops down to 64%. And by 6 months into the new year, only 46 are still successful maintaining their New Year's resolution. I've probably experienced that in some point in my life, which is probably why I don't do New Year's resolutions anymore. So I want you to think about, what are you looking forward to? What plans do you have that you want to make in this new year? And I'm going to share one of the plans that I have that I'm really looking forward to, and that is the new Indiana Jones movie. Did you know that Harrison Ford is coming out with yet another Indiana Jones movie, and it's coming out in June, and I can't wait. Because back in 1981, the very first Raiders of the Lost Ark Indiana Jones movie came out. And it was in that movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, that I learned what a covenant was. I heard the word covenant for the first time. And so all those years after that, I thought covenant had to do with this ark thing. Now, if you're not familiar with the movie, go home, binge watch. Actually, I saw on the news on Good Morning America, they always have this, you need to binge this, and the Indiana Jones series was one of those. So go home and binge it if you have nothing else to do today. But the Ark of the Covenant was the center character in this movie because they were all searching for it. The Ark of the Covenant contained the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. And it was said to have great power and that God's presence was contained in this ark. So everybody, of course, seeks power, right, in these movies. But covenant. What is a covenant? Jeremiah, in our scripture reading this morning, talked about these covenants. There were many covenants, not just the Ten Commandments that were given to Moses, but throughout the Old Testament, there were several. And people, the Israelites, had a habit of breaking them, much like we do with our New Year's resolutions. Here's what Jeremiah says in 31:31. The day is coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. This covenant will not be like the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and brought them out of Egypt. They broke that covenant, though I loved them. Historically, that's what happens time and time again. God makes these covenants with people, and we break them. He made it with Noah, with Abraham, with David, with Moses. Now, what exactly is a covenant? It's sort of an agreement, a contract, a promise. And when we think about it in our human terms, we think of it as there are two parties or more involved in the contract and both have equal say. But when you're talking about a covenant with God, that is a unilateral agreement. God is the author, the creator, the implementer, and the only one who keeps it. Because God is faithful. The word covenant means coming together. He wants us to come together as his people and join with him. It is a bond, a promise. And our God is faithful. He has kept his promises throughout the generations, but we continue to fail. Time and time again. And so throughout the Old Testament, you will find renewals of this covenant. Many of the prophets would gather together and remind the people. Moses, before they went into the promised land, reminded them, here's what God has promised and here's what we're supposed to do. Joshua, before he died, renewed the covenant with them. Samuel had a covenant renewal, and it's listed in the Second Chronicles, several of the kings. Here's an example in Second Chronicles, King Hezekiah. The people had fallen away again. And so he said, now I intend to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger will turn away from us. And King Josiah led the people in a full-out revival. You know, we call out for a revival. We want a revival. Yes? Yes. Wouldn't we love to have a revival? So Josiah's leading the people, and he went up to the temple of the Lord with the people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, and all the people from the least to the greatest. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the temple of the Lord. And the king stood by his pillar, and he renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord, to follow the Lord and to keep his commands, statutes, decrees with all his heart and all his soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in this book. Now, with all of these revivals, with all these renewals, with all these times that the people were reminded of the covenant of God, they responded just like you did. We want a revival. Yes, it's recorded in Joshua. When Joshua said, renew the covenant, they said, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. Will you say that with me? We will serve the Lord our God and obey him. And in 1 week, or 2 weeks, or a month, or 6 months, we will break that promise. Maybe not even in a week. I am so thankful that our God does not give up on us. His faithfulness, he tries again and again to create covenant with his people, and again they failed, and we fail. But here's the beauty. He loves us so much, he never gives up. And he keeps trying to restore his relationship with us. A couple of years ago, I got a new car. I got a Honda CR-V. And it's my favorite color blue, and it's got all the bells, not all of them, but some of the bells and whistles that come with a new car. And I got into the car, and I have had a history of naming my cars. So when I got in the car, I had to get a feel for what I was going to call this car. And with all the bells and whistles and the lights on the dashboard, and I just felt so safe and in my iron suit, I called it Jarvis. Now, my Marvel followers will understand that reference, but Jarvis was the AI that controlled the Iron Man suit. So I feel powerful when I'm in my car. And one of the features that Jarvis has is this little thing called lane departure. Anybody have a lane departure on their car? Well, I remember I was driving down the road and I forgot to turn my turn signal on to change lanes. And all of a sudden I'm in a wrestling match with my steering wheel, because it starts to shake. And as I'm trying to change the lane, it's moving me back over here. And it's beeping and flashing, and I'm like, what in the world? Friends, what would it be like if we had a lane departure feature in our faith? I want you to hold on to that thought for a minute. So we know that these covenants were not very faithful. The people break them over and over and over. But Jeremiah goes on in our scripture reading that Catherine read for us this morning to tell us about a new covenant. So let's take a look at that in verse 33. But this is the new covenant that I make with the people of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my instructions deep within them, and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And they will not need to teach their neighbors, nor will they need to teach their relatives, saying, "You should know the Lord." For everyone, from the least to the greatest, will know me already. And I will forgive their wickedness, and I never will again remember their sins. Wow, that sounds so good. Why wouldn't we want to be in a covenant like that with God? That he will remember our sins no more. The old covenants were all about laws and rules that we were to follow. And the concept in the clinical world of counseling is you change the behavior, you change the feeling. But that wasn't working. God had given all these rules, all these lists of things that they were supposed to do, and they couldn't do it. And it never led to a change of heart in his people. So this new covenant is about a change of heart. We see this in Ezekiel, who also indicates that there's going to be an inner transformation rather than an external one. He says, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. They will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Here it is again. They will be my people and I will be their God. I am yours and you are mine. Rather than trying to change hearts through behavior, God will change behavior by changing hearts. And when our hearts are right with God, our behavior follows. So what is this new covenant? We learn from Jesus what this is. In Luke 22, when he's sitting in the upper room with his disciples, and he passes around a loaf of bread, and then he passes around a cup, and he says, after the supper was over, he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Jesus is the new covenant. It is through him that we receive the forgiveness that Jeremiah was predicting. I will forgive their wickedness and I will never remember their sins. Fun fact, the word testament, it comes from the same Greek as the word covenant. Old Testament, the old covenants. New Testament, new covenant. Jesus is the new covenant. And when we accept Jesus, our sins are washed away, and he gives us what Ezekiel was talking about, a new spirit. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them, Ezekiel said. Jesus gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is where God dwells within us. That is how he writes his laws and his word upon our heart, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And friends, we do have a lane change feature. It's the Holy Spirit. But you know what? In my car, I can turn that feature off. We can turn off the Holy Spirit by not paying attention. So I encourage you in 2023 to renew your covenant with God and to turn on the Holy Spirit. Amen? The choir sang, "Come like a fire, burn in us." That's what we want for 2023. We want to be on fire for Jesus. So how do we do that? How do we turn on this feature? You have to spend time with God every single day. Not just on Sunday morning, but every day in scripture, in prayer, in community with fellow believers. That's how we stay in the lane. So today we are going to renew our covenant with God. John Wesley believed in the importance of covenant so much so that he developed a covenant service, covenant renewal service, that was to be done on January 1st every year, so that we remind ourselves of what Christ has done for us and what we are called to do for Christ. Instead of New Year's resolutions, I invite you to recommit, or maybe commit for the first time, your life to Jesus. So we're going to be sharing in portions of that service today, and if you've not made a covenant with Jesus, I invite you to do so. We are those who have entered into life, this life with Jesus Christ, and we have been admitted into the new covenant. He is our mediator of this covenant, and he sealed it with his own blood so that it would last forever. On one side of this covenant stands God, who promises to give us new life in Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. Every day, God proves his goodness and grace to us, showing us that his promise stands firm. And then on the other side, we stand as those who promise to no longer live this life for ourselves, but instead to live only for Jesus Christ, because he has loved us and gave his life for us. There are times in our lives when it is important for us to remember and reaffirm our promises and our vows. And that's today. So we come today to renew our covenant with God, and we make the covenant our own, renewing with both joy and sincerity the covenant that binds us all to God. So let us commit ourselves to Christ as his servants. Let us give ourselves to him so that we may fully belong to him. Jesus Christ has left us with much work to be done. Are you ready to renew your covenant with Christ this morning? Please say this prayer with me. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for thee or laid aside for thee. Exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen and amen. Now I would like you to seal this covenant this morning with an act of reaffirming our baptism. In the book of worship, the order of baptismal service is called the baptismal covenant. So this will be a great way for us to begin our new year. God is the main actor here, as he has been throughout all history. We can't keep a covenant, but God is faithful, and he gets it right the first time. And with his help and the help of the Holy Spirit, we can be faithful in our covenant. So today we will seal our covenant by remembering our baptism. And if you have not been baptized and would like to, as others are coming to the station this morning, please come. I'll be down front. Please come and see me. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. I have a few questions to ask you. The response is, I do. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness and reject the evil power of this world? Do you repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom of power that God gives us to resist evil and oppression and stay in our lane? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and will you put your whole trust in His grace? And will you, this is an I will you serve Him as Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? I will. At this time, I invite you to come to one of the stations near you. Take your finger, dip it into the water, make the mark of a cross on your head, and remember your baptism.